Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to Copen in Copenhagen. My name's Owen. I'm with Abby.
Hi, I'm Abby, and I'm with Owen.
And who else is in the room? It's Marius.
Hi. Yeah, yes, I'm here. Yeah.
We're just trying the new
thing.
It's a sing-songy episode. Yeah. We're gonna only talk and sing-songy.
Copenhagen, the musical.
Yeah.
No, it's not a musical. It's a podcast. It's a podcast about life in Denmark. It's about life in Scandinavia. It's about life in general. And we live in Denmark. We live in Copenhagen. So that's why the name Copenhagen's in the podcast.
Yes.
And it's Monday, which means we're going to chat about stuff.
We're going to talk about small talk.
Small talk.
Small talk. I think I could say on here, I have another podcast now.
Yeah.
And it's called Helpful. And it's a podcast where me and my friend Sophie Hagen, who's Danish also, we read self-help books and we take turns reading them and then telling the other person and the listeners what we got out of them or didn't get out of them.
Mm-hmm.
On that podcast, we had a brief conversation about small talk. Mm-hmm. And then somebody was like, somebody who was Scandinavian was like, tell me more about small talk. And I was like, yes, this is what I want to talk about on this podcast. Small talk in Denmark.
Okay.
Because I love it. I love small talk. Big fan. When I moved to Denmark, I think we have talked about this some on here. But when I moved to Denmark, I was willing to get on board with this whole Danish thing. There's like a point of pride in Denmark. We don't do small talk. We just launch right in. We have real conversations. We don't do small talk. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, people are really talking to each other. No.
Mm-hmm.
I have decided it's a real deficiency in this country that there's no small talk. I think it makes it so that people avoid each other. I think, like, you don't say hi to people on the street and stuff because you don't have a thing to say that's just pleasant. Everybody's telling you about, like, their divorce. As soon, you're like, how are
so
you? Like,
divorce
not in. That great. Yeah. Not that great, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
I think small talk is a skill that Danes could really leverage for the betterment of society, and I wanted to posit that on this podcast. I wanted to question Marius about whether it's your fault. I actually think you're pretty good at small talk.
Oh,
how do you feel about small talk, Marius?
This is Danish.
Do you miss small talk, Owen? I just thought we could talk about small talk. We could have a deep, not small talk, conversation about small talk here on the podcast.
A big talk about small talk.
Small talk.
I would say I feel like I've gotten better at small talk. I think improv helped me with that, I would say, actually. Because I think a lot
improv
of it...
Improv comedy, tell us about it. Tell us about improv comedy.
Well, improv comedy is just, you know, this idea about don't judge yourself and just kind of follow whatever instinct you have in the moment and kind of, you know, trust that that's going to be interesting and whoever you're talking to, they're going to be able to relate or contribute to that, right?
Listeners, we know Marius has taken this too far. We're trying to get him to start judging himself again.
Is that what this episode is about?
Yeah.
This episode is actually about.
Is this an intervention? You've gotten too comfortable.
Stop following your impulse.
Yeah. I think that is, if you say, I don't know if I'm actually good at it, maybe I'm good for a Dane. That might be a thing. I recently went to the dentist.
This is small talk.
Great small talk.
But that's the only place where I feel like you experience small talk as a Dane, where it's legit, it's okay, because there's something that happens there, right?
They
put stuff in your mouth and then they ask you a question.
That's what small talk is. It's like, wow. Imagine you have stuff in your mouth.
Yeah.
So no. Small talk works best when it's one monodirectional. It only goes one way.
No, but he like the dentist asked me, so what do you do? And like
when you had stuff in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he was, you know, about to put stuff and in between having a lot of stuff when there was a little break. You're like, he asked me, you know,
it's quite intimate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like going to the dentist. It's like,
but I think, isn't that a common dentist thing? And like, I feel like this is like a joke I've kind of stolen from someone about like this with dentists. They put stuff in your mouth and then you ask you a question. So it's not that neat. That's...
But I suppose like it would be, well, I don't know. Okay, here's a question. Would you rather a dentist who didn't speak once or a dentist who spoke continuously when you're getting stuff done?
I would like some patter. Some like rattle.
But which one's better?
I don't want to be asked questions.
I rather a stern, silent dentist.
Oh, I would like it if the dentist was like, do 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 do. This is my ideal dentist impression. Wow, looking great in there. Oh, gosh, wow, okay, beautiful flossing.
Just
okay,
like
yes.
Silent commentary to themselves.
Yes, but to me.
Yeah.
The awareness that I'm
there. Compliments about your dental
actually,
hygiene.
If I could tie in like 45 minutes of just like nice whispering, talking
in your day
about me.
Just in your like,
yeah,
you should get your husband to,
I would
do
go
a
to the dentist all the time
in the background and just walk around with.
Why does my husband have to do it? Why can't you do it when you have all this audio equipment? Why do I have
that's
to? Why does everything?
There's nothing I can say that like, that makes total sense, Abby. Absolutely, yeah. I should be the one doing it.
Yeah,
I like the way that you're like the dentist should also be aware of your presence because it'd be like, dude, oh, nice teeth. I should burn them. I'll burn them on the earth.
I was disappointed. He told me he showed me how to floss. I floss.
Yeah,
but good. Apparently I'm not doing it correctly.
How do you not floss correctly? Well, you swallow it. What do you do? Oh, what is it you do that's not correct?
So apparently I have to go, you have to go 10 times, like up and down, up and down, up and down.
God.
10 times?
That's a,
or something like
that. That's a big dentist lying to you,
in when, yeah, in each time.
I thought the one
no,
did it.
I thought it was just to get, like, if there's something, to get it out.
Flick out.
No, that's not
good
enough.
As long as the mirror of your bathroom is mucky afterwards, then you've done it right.
Ew. I use those floss sticks and I floss every night. Now, I started that habit, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. I've been flossing every night since then. But turns out I've been doing it wrong. And down 10 times now.
Nah,
I mean, I think about going along each
the edges.
Tooth.
Yeah.
So I probably do it like 2 times because I'm like one on the right side, one on the...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's not enough, according to my dentist.
That's big dentistry trying to get more money off you, man.
Big dentistry.
I mean, and it worked. I went and bought one of have you seen those... it's like rubbery bits that would like...
Yeah, I use
really
those.
That,
I use those.
You stick
yeah.
them in. Mm. So now I got them also. Mm.
Like, I just want to say, you guys really do hate small talk in this country because I'm trying to talk about small talk. And you're like, I hate those small talk so much, we're going to talk about the dentist.
But isn't talking about going to the dentist,
this is small,
that's small
talk,
talk?
Right?
Yeah.
What is small talk?
Let's define it.
Define it. Describe it.
Small talk.
Owen will do mime it as you tell us what it is.
Small talk is low stakes conversation that everyone can feel safe in because it's not going to go into like... any topic that anybody needs to like finagle their opinions about. So it's not gonna
The Middle East, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not, it's not gonna be, it's like the most common examples are like the weather, how are you? The answer's supposed to be fine. And in Denmark, I do think there is something positive about when you ask a Dane how they are, they will generally be like, not great. Or like, but kind of bad. My cat died on Thursday. You know, I like that.
Or they say fine, but you can see so clearly that there's a deeper, okay.
My understanding, if you say small talk to me, what I get thrown to is, if I go into a petrol station here, if I'm going to a petrol station, I will not communicate with anybody. Right? There are occasions where you don't even have to talk to the person behind the counter because they'll just know you're paying for that and it'll be up and you pay, right?
Yeah. Mm.
In Ireland, if I go into a petrol station, I will have spoken to everybody in that petrol station and come out with no information. That's small talk because it'll just be passing people and they will make a comment about something in the vicinity or something we all universally know about.
It.
And then you talk about that for 3 sentences
and it's
and
so
you move on.
Pleasant. And I notice it so much when that happens in my life now because I'm floating after someone has like a tiny interaction with me that contributes nothing material to either of us. I'm like, this is why people are on the planet. I'm like, oh my gosh, look, we
you
just
feel communal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so pleasant. And it's like, really, for me, what is missing here?
Here's the question, Abby. Do Danes do it without us? I think Danes have small talk, but they just don't do it.
When I smile at a Dane, this is less, maybe I can't tell, actually, honestly, I can't tell if this is less true now and it's changed here or I feel it less. But when I moved here, I felt it so deeply. Like when I would smile at someone or say hi on the street, I felt like they literally turned and looked behind them to see if I was talking to someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like they would be like, who, me? Like me? You smile at me? Like a smile.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like, I mean, nobody was ever mean. But they were happy to receive it once they realized it was for them. But that is like, wow, like that's sad to me. Like you can't just exchange like a nice moment and that be expected in the same way.
I wonder if it's like this mentality, like I feel like we always throw things back to Jentelol and it can seem a bit arbitrary, but like I think it is, there is something within this like who am I to think you are actually, or like I don't know, because then why would I share my honest opinion about how I'm feeling? But like I don't know, this like I don't know why we can't, we're I get uncomfortable just talking about the weather or just talking about traffic or something. Like, I feel like I should have something better to say, something like a little bit more profound in this moment. Like, I don't get the value myself. I'm not like, oh, that was pleasant.
Mm.
But sometimes when it's just the weather, it doesn't feel like, that's why it's the example, because nobody cares about the weather unless there's something actually crazy happening with it, unless there's something funny you say about it.
Mm.
Nobody cares about the weather. And that's why it's the example for small talk. But when small talk is great, like the other day, remember, I think on this podcast, I told you about how I was walking down the street, the dog whistle guy.
Yes.
I have seen this guy two times since that.
Oh.
And we haven't said anything to each other, but I feel like when I look at this guy, I'm like,
kindred spirit.
Yeah, I'm like, that guy knows how to small talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and it feels like I feel elevated. I'm like, hey, I feel like we look at each other a different way. We smile right at each other. Nobody's looking behind them.
Mm-hmm.
But then another argument I'll make kind of against small, as there is a way that I feel in public here that is so safe, I think, because of this.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Common agreement that we don't talk unless it's completely necessary, that I understand the appeal of being like, we are all in our own bubbles, we are doing our own things. People will absolutely stop you if you drop something, if they can help you. Like, it's not that people are mean, but there's like an agreement in public spaces that you only interact if it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a way that I feel walking down the street here without that, like, feeling that people are like making eye contact with you, that does feel like you can be off in a certain way that is nice. I get that, but it's like, is the trade-off good enough? I'm not sure. I think that's my question.
I for sure think it has, like, there's pros and cons to it. And I think, you probably feel extra alone, especially during wintertime, maybe. Yeah. And, like, if you don't have a partner or something and you go a couple of days, I don't know, and then, like, you're hungry for some human interaction, then I think just having that, like, oh, I can just actually go out and it's not weird to just have a bit of small talk with some stranger. I think that is healthy. I think that you have a point that Danes do it, but it's within our, if we go play badminton at some badminton club or whatever kind of club hobby thing we do.
Which,
I
again,
think
just sounds small ridiculous, talk happens. But it's a real thing that people do. They have a club.
hobbies.
Yeah.
But because I do witness I might not be in the conversation. I might not understand what's being said, but I do witness small talk interactions within certain places I've gone. I'm like, that's definitely small talky.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I think I spotted some small talk.
There's this.
But I think there needs to be some kind of connection.
I agree.
It doesn't happen.
It's like a delivery guy coming into a shop like that he's gone into for every day for 20 years. There'll be small talk in that interaction.
Yeah.
A delivery man going into the first time, never seeing those people before, won't have small talk. Whereas in Ireland, you'd chat to everybody.
Yeah.
You'd have a big old chit-chat.
Big old chit-chat, yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
Have you never been to Ireland?
I have been to Ireland, and I really liked it.
We talk to everybody all the time, always.
Do you miss it?
I don't until I'm there. And then I'm like, oh, wow, this is actually... I have a precise memory. That petrol station example is a real example. It was last time I was in Ireland that happened. And I'm like... And I remember coming up being like, oh, yeah, that's what that's like. Because if I go to Dublin or Cork or like the bigger towns or the places I'm actually from, I'll just know a lot of people. So I'll be talking to people all the time. But this was a proper middle of nowhere. I was driving on the other side of the country and I just popped into a small station for something. You do have this collective feeling, but there's a downside to that because you also feel an obligation to that community and like there's this feeling of over informing people of what's going on. And like there's, so if you just have it on the in and out situation of like going in and having a chat, that's really nice. If you come from a city or a community that's this small chit chat's constantly going, you get obligations to speak to people when you don't want to, and also that leads quite often to full conversations that you don't want to have with somebody.
Yeah, okay.
Like, so your personal life will become gossipy really quickly.
Yeah.
You know? So there's this whereas gossip...
Not that you must constantly be kind of interrupted during your, you know, doing your daily business, like, oh, conversation here, then it evolves into a deeper conversation.
No, but you like that though. You like it.
But how do you get shit done?
This is so dangerous.
Yeah.
What's the efficiency level on small talk?
25 seconds, how many times, like over 25 seconds, 6 times an hour, over 8 hours? I mean, you're missing a half hour there.
Small talk doesn't stop you from moving.
Exactly.
Ideal small talk is a thing you say when you pass someone.
Pure small talk.
And also, if you're with somebody at the bus stop, it's comments. It's comments like you would say if instead of texting someone, be like, oh, wow, we're like, okay, you see that guy? Bah, 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 bah. And then everybody goes back to whatever they're looking at or whatever. It's not necessarily... Rarely on occasion I have had conversations with strangers where I'm like, wow, that was so... I'm so glad that went on and on and on.
That happens. That does
happen. Yes, it does happen.
But it's more likely not to happen.
Yes. But if you can have like a conversation that's like a comment or two back and forth on the state of things, especially when the state of things gets weird.
Yeah.
When you can just like sit... And actually Danes do this, I think. When things get weird... They like mutter to themselves, but also like it could also include the people next to them. Like,
yeah, that is true. But it is these mutterings.
Yeah.
It has to kind of like, it's a little bit, we're testing it out.
Yeah.
Like, is it okay to do this? And then maybe a conversation blossoms. But it starts with these.
Question. If you met a chatty Dane, would it freak you out?
Well,
if you were in a supermarket and a Dane was like, oh, well, you know, the biscuits, yeah.
No, I would love it.
Yeah, really?
I would love it.
Out of nowhere.
It is an energy thing, though, right? Like, it's an energy thing. Like, if you trust the person and the way that they're saying the thing, and if they're charming, and if they're, like, whatever.
Charming.
They're
charming and beautiful.
If they're single. Desperate. If they seem desperate, if they're, like, I mean, if they seem scary, if they seem threatening in some way, like, that is a different story. But a comment... An unexpected comment from any stranger who seems like they're just having a nice time.
Mm.
I love it.
Mm. What about home? What about back
home?
This
is one of the things that I feel like I miss so much and I don't realize it until I'm home. And then I'm like sitting on a sandwich shop, Boyer's, in near where my mom lives. And it's a gas station that like also does like breakfast sandwiches and lunch sandwiches too. But I always go there and drink a coffee and write, and it's the best. And there's rocking shares on the front porch. And then people come up and they put gas in their car. Nice. It's so funny how much of this is like petrol stations.
Yeah.
But you're like, but it is like, there's something about that. It's like passing, right? So there's not, it's not like you're not in a place.
Yeah.
It's there's little safety investment in that.
Yeah.
Because you know this person's going to get in their car and drive away.
Yeah.
Whereas like if it's a restaurant or somewhere that we're like hunkered down for a while, it feels different. But in these like moments, in these places where there's passing, I'll sit on the front thing and I'll like read a book.
Yeah.
Somebody will drive up, fill up their car with gas. They'll comment typically on the weather. And then they'll be like, what are you reading there? Where are you from? Uh-huh. You live down the road? Blah, 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 blah. This short conversation, we're both like, this is going to end soon. The last time I was there, I had a conversation with somebody who like basically, it was like the most bipartisan conversation I've ever had. Like the guy I think had like a Trump sticker on his car. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm not sure I would be talking to you in real life. And we had a very friendly conversation where I said I lived in Denmark and he's like, he said something.
Communists.
Like, basically. And I was like, it's really nice, actually, to just like, I mean, I live there. My kids have health. And he was like, wow, that does sound pretty
maybe
nice.
Maybe I won't vote.
And he got in the car and drove away. And I
tore off his Trump sticker.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wow. Like, I mean, because I'm not going to have that conversation with my uncle. But it was really nice. Like in
you've given me an idea. For anybody who has a controversial opinion on something, you could, maybe not in Denmark, but like in Ireland or America, you could just go station to station and get out and then just like start the conversation with that. Yeah, friendly, yeah. Like hint that that's your opinion. And then if you get a no, you're like, oh, sorry. Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. Have a nice day. And you keep going to the stations until you hear have somebody say, yeah, bloody hell, right? Yeah, we should do that. And you're like, oh, okay. Well,
Owen's ruining small talk.
That's how bad things begin.
But isn't
and good things?
Yeah, and good things. And good things. Yeah.
Is it not? Because that sounds wonderful. I would love really that, nice. Especially with the rocking chairs.
You would love it. You would love it.
Especially
with
the rocking chairs.
Marius, you would love it.
I could see myself in that moment and I would enjoy it.
And the best small talk is like improv. It is like you have a tiny little funny interaction with someone that came out of nowhere. That like it like dropped from the sky and you're just like, literally if you're talking about the weather, am I right?
Yeah.
And you just like have this little tiny moment and then you both go on with your days and then the rest of your hour, the rest of your 15 minutes, the rest of your walk to wherever you're going is just, there's a little spring in your step.
I'm just recalling, that dentist thing did something to me. After that, I went and bought a pillow because my dad's just turned 70. Mm. I bought him a pillow.
Oh.
And I bought him a gift card because obviously he should go in there and try the pillows. They're like,
okay, yes? Good.
Anyway, that's that. But in the pillow shop,
yeah,
completely empty, nobody else. Mm. Guy comes and we do the pillow talk. That sounds weird.
That's
we didn't
cute.
Lay yeah. down, yeah. just looked into each other's eyes and had a little small talk.
My dad would love this.
Yeah, no, but then he like he talked about the pillows, explained the pillows to me. This one is
pillows are things you use for your head.
Anyway. And then he said, so do I just give you ₹1,000 sort of gift certificate? And I was like, oh, I wish I could give my dad that, but I'd just been to the dentist. And then we had a whole dentist chat. Like, yes, I just went to the dentist, like ₹80,000. He told me I had like fucking...
That small talk.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we connected over how expensive dentists
yes.
are. Agreement.
Yes.
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 And it was wonderful.
There we go.
Doesn't it feel
lovely.
Good?
I
it
felt
feels
better.
So good to have these little interactions where like no phone numbers are exchanged.
No, I got his phone number. We'll go on.
Pillow Talk. Right?
So that's the name of our spinoff podcast. Yeah. Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk.
Anyway, I feel like that is a thing that I miss. It's also a thing that I think Danes are great at when they want to. With like it's something. You know,
yeah,
but I think it's missing.
But it's nice. I think we've opened it up there now. If you want to initiate small talk with a Dane, mention the dentist.
Yeah.
Mention the dentist.
Great.
That's a safe space for a Dane to talk
Dention
about.
Dention the mentist.
Dention the mentist.
Yes.
That's our spin-off. spin-off.
Perfect. Well, if you have anything you want to small talk us about, or if you want us to talk about anything else on future podcasts, you can email us at copingincopenhagen@gmail.com. You can join our Patreon because we listen to you more if you're a Patreon because we know that you respect us.
Yes. You not just listen, but you respect us.
Do you want to plug the thing?
Yeah, on Friday. No, on Saturday, February 10th, I'm going to be hosting a great comedy show at the Bremen Theater. If you're our Patreon and you didn't message us yet, you can message us and I'll give you a ticket. But you can come even if you aren't. And there's also one on Sunday, the 11th, in Aalborg. And then Monday, I'll be coming home from that. And it's my birthday. And I just thought you guys should know it's Monday, February 12th is my birthday. Okay. Next Monday, February 12th.
Don't tell me how old you're going to be. I don't want to know.
Okay.
Well, you don't remember?
Yeah, what is that from?
That's a callback.
It's from last, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
It's been a week, okay?
Anyway.
It's been a week.
It's been a week.
And until Friday,
stay.
Ping pong.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.